We'll do a review in Likutei Sichas in Chelik Chav Zayin, Volume 27. This is the second Sicha for the Parshas Tzav. It's a Rashi Sicha. We'll learn this in memory of Levi Yitzchok ben Reb Chaim Tzvi, who's suddenly passed away. He was a dedicated, successful shliach, and we're learning it to benefit his soul. The Rebbe comes up with a gewaldike chiddush over here in the Pshat and Rashi. The pasuk talks about the korban toida, and when the pasuk says how long you can eat the korban toida, Rashi makes a commentary that really you can eat it all night, but the Chachomim said you can only eat it till Chatzos, kidei laharchik ha'odo min aveda. So a person shouldn't accidentally violate and pass the time. Laharchik ha'odo min aveda. This is the first Mishnah, of course, in the Masechta Brachos, the very first Mishnah of all of the Shisho Sidrei Mishnah. So the Rebbe is Machadish over here that really, this is really based on a posik. It's not like one thinks that the Chachomim came, the Torah says you can eat it until the morning. The Chachomim came and added to the Torah years later to protect, to make sure that it's not, you don't go over the time, so the Chachomim made it only to Chatzos. The Rebbe says no. Why would Rashi give you over here the dinim? Rashi is not a book of dinim, and Rashi would not have to tell you that. And the Rebbe proves this from the many lashonis that really, it's actually a Torah dik halacha. Even though Rashi uses the lashon lama amru and even amru chachamim, but this only means that the Torah itself, as the Rebbe brings other examples, the Torah itself says that the Chachamim, it's mashma from this pasuk, the Chachamim should teach and explain the pasuk, so it's a Torah really, but the Chachamim are the ones. So therefore, this is actually a Torah halacha. This is not just a Rashi telling us stam halachas, and the Rebbe proves it in various different ways, but we'll go step by step. Aleph, in pasuk u'besar zevach toidas shlomov. So what happens with the meat? The Torah talks also about the extra breads, the chalas that come along with the korban toida. So the meat of the toida offering, which is a shlomim, normally a shlomim, if it's not a toida, is eaten for 2 days. One the day and the night, and then the next day. That's a regular shlomim. But a toida, the pasuk says, b'yoyim korbanei yoyochel. You have to eat it only at the day. And then, the pasuk says further, lo yaniach mimenu ad boiker. Don't leave over from the korban till the morning. That's what the pasuk says. Is Rashi mighty diverter? So Rashi quotes the words from the pasuk lo yaniach mimenu ad beker uniz mefarish. Don't leave over from the korban till the morning. And Rashi explains, aval oichel hu kol halaylo. Even though it says lo yaniach mimenu ad beker, don't leave it over till the morning. But you can eat all the ways, all the night. You can constantly, you don't have to stop, but you can eat. Im kein lama amru ad chatzos. So why did they say, Chachamim say, you can only eat till chatzos? Rashi says, avol oichel hu kol halaylo, that he can go ahead and eat all night. So why did the Chachamim say till midnight? Kedei laharchik ha'odo min ha'aveira. In order to distance a person from an aveira. So you shouldn't accidentally go over the time and eat beyond the boiker. The Chachomim said, stop eating at midnight. And that way, we'll make sure that you won't accidentally transgress. Seems like Rashi is explaining here that although you're allowed to eat it all night, the Chachomim said that you can only eat until midnight in order the person shouldn't violate the Aveda. So, the Pashtus learned, man, so simply you learn, as midloma omru meint Rashi, what does Rashi mean? Why did they say? Who is they, omru? Rashi means, dos vos shteit in Teres Kahanim al Asar. That which is written, it's stated in the Teres Kahanim right here on the Pasuk, Abisar Zavach Teres Shlomov, Vim Karbonai, it says in the Teres Kahanim, Un in Mishnah, it's also in the Mishnah in the beginning of Brachas, Lomo Omru Chachomim Ad Chatzois, why did the Chachomim say till Chatzois? So basically, that who is the one that says Til Chatzois is the Chachamim that said Til Chatzois. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That's what it says in Teres Kahanim. In the Rashi, in the first Girsa, the way we read it, says Lama Amru, why did they say? It doesn't say why did they say. But here, it says clearly, why did the Chachamim say? Those are the sages. Ubefrat, and Rashi says, also, as in Kamo Kisve Yad from Pirush Rashi, several manuscripts, handwriting of Rashi, from Rashi's commentary, not Rashi's writing, but the commentary, handwriting commentary, was quote, Rashi was written in their handwriting, is the Girsa, the version is Lomo Amru Chachomim, like it actually says in the Teres Kahanim and in the Mishnah, the Chachomim. And what it means is, as the Chachomim, Bizman Bayisheni, the Chachomim, during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, Habu Geizer given. So the Torah, Minat Torah, up till the Bayis Sheni, you were allowed to eat the meat of the Zavach Toida. You can eat it till Boiker, till the morning. But the Chachomim, till Alois HaShachar, till dawn. But the Chachomim, Bayis Sheni, they changed the Halacha, Habu Geizer given. They made a decree. As mizol esem b'sar hazavach blois at chatzos, that you should eat the meat of the zavach till chatzos. Okay, so that seems to be an information about a halacha, which is not Rashi's. That's not Rashi's purpose b'chlal to teach us halachas. Isn't it farshtandik? Pirush Rashi al Torah is not kein sefer halachas. Rashi's commentary on the Torah is not a book of laws. Nor vi Rashi zogt kama pamim. Rashi himself says several times, "Ani leibasi elo lipshuto shel mikra. I've only come to teach the simple meaning of the posse." So v'al pizeh. So in that case, lamay nafkimina lipshuto shel mikra. What difference does it make? In the simple, when we learn the pasuk, the gzeiros chachomim, the decree of the sages, zman rav noch matn teira mikra. This is much later, a long time after the time of matn teira, which is the pasuk. Nitzu esem besar hazevach achre chatzos. That they added that we shouldn't eat the meat of this zevach after chatzos. What difference does it make to us? Why do we need to know this? Why is Rashi quoting this? Also, the Rebbe says, the way Rashi writes it, Rashi seems to say that this we know already this. Rashi says, Im kein, lama amru, why did they say? Haste us. It means that this is something that the child, Rashi, assumes that it's known. And he's asking, lama amru chacham matchat, so it's nochmer. Rashi zogt, Rashi says, "Im kein lama amru." Why did they say dos haste? That means to say, "As es is boru razmen veis from frier, as amru at chatzos." This is clear, without a question, that the Chachamim said till midnight. That's known. Was the farsh tells of the shaila lama amru. That's why the question is, why did they say chulin? And the reason you give is to distance the person. But how do you have the question, why did they say, where would you know even that it's till chatzos? Where does the child know? Is tamua from vanad veisman in pshuto shel mikra, where do we know in the simple meaning of the pasuk wegen the gezeres chachamim, about the decree of the chachamim? As Rashi zol to leave them darfen bavoranen, the shaila that Rashi should therefore have to ask the question, lama amru ad chatzos? Why did they say till chatzos? Rashi is asking, why did they say till chatzos? It means that we know till chatzos. Where do we know this from in the pasuk that the korban can only be till chatzos? We'll see the Rebbe is all explaining that the pasuk itself, as we'll see later on. So the Rebbe asks, and Rashi, why would Rashi tell us information about a gezeira of the Chachomim in the second Beis HaMikdash when we're learning the Pshat and the Pasuk over here? What is the connection to know about it? And the Rebbe asks further, this is not unique halacha with regards to the Korban Toida. This is a halacha that all the karbonis that can be eaten at night time, the Chachomim said you eat it till midnight. And the one carbon that the child may actually be familiar with it, that is till chatzos, is actually the carbon Pesach, because we know the Seder by Pesach we end by chatzos in order so that it corresponds, so that the eating of the matzah, which corresponds to the korban, should not be eaten after chatzos. So there's a possibility, or it's likely, that the child knows about this. And memela over there, Rashi should tell him over there, lama amru at chatzos, because he sees you eat it at chatzos. But a toida, korban toida, where does the child know? There's no korban toida now. So why would he ask lama amru at chatzos? So why would Rashi comment on that? Base. The pele in Pirush Rashi is noch greser. The surprise, the wonder in Rashi is even greater. The Bavoranish, this cautioning us, as choch minat Torah kemen essen dem korban ad boker, although from the Torah one can eat the korban till the morning. Hoben ober the chachamim gezer gven, and yet the chachamim decreed mizol es megen essen norat chatzos, that you should only be allowed to eat it until midnight. Is doch shayich by alle korbanos, that applies, that fits by all korbanos. Well, chazayin and necholim liyom v'laylo, those that are eaten for a day and a night, or those korbanos can eat until midnight. Was wegen einem von zei korban pesach, one of these korbanos that you eat for yom v'laylo, which is the korban pesach, hot men shoyin gelernt in parshas boi. We already learned about it in the portion of Boit. V'ichlu es habosor b'laylo hazeh, eat it during this night, the night of Pesach. It says v'lo yisiru mimenu ad beker, and don't leave over to the morning. That's the korban Pesach. So over there, shtelzich the shaila. So the question that is aroused, is the question that we have. Pavos bavonet nit Rashi freer. How come Rashi doesn't caution us before by Korban Pesach? Im kein lom omru ad chatzos chulu, why does chatzos? Why does Rashi wait till here and not before? And the Rebbe says, and especially the source in the Mechilta over there, he does address it. Befrat as in Mechilta dort, after the Mechilta explains that the Pesach is eaten until dawn, till the morning star goes up, till dawn. We may learn top from them kefil, because we learn it from the duplicate lashon ad boker. The Torah says the morning could mean the Netzach Hamo. So we're coming to say that no, that it's Ad Sheyalo Moshiach Shachar, two times Ad Boker, Litein Tchum LeBoikrei Shel Boker, that is to give a boundary for the morning of the morning, which means that you have to stop by not by Netzach Hamo. You can't go further, that you have to be Dafke. So, Dafke by Alois HaShachar, Bavorun Ter. So this is in Mechilta. So after it says that, it says, Umnei Ma Omru Ad Chatzos. Why did the Chachamim say until midnight? Kidei Lahadchik Odom Min Aveira Chulu. In order to distance a person from an Aveira Chulu. So over there, it's right by Achilas Pesach. He does bring down in the Mechilta this idea. Why did the Chachamim say Tul Chatzos L'Archik Odom Min Aveira? So while Rashi brings down the beginning of the Mechilta, the idea that it says twice Ad Boker Vanoisim and Ad Boker, the second Ad Boker is coming to tell us that it has to be from Alois HaShachar and not from Netzach Hamo. Urashi brengt as cholos einyan, as fun Ad Boker v'shteit pam shniya, lernt men ob liten Boker. Ubo hakosuv lahagdim sh'osur b'achilam Alois HaShachar, so that the Pasuk is coming to tell us that you can't eat from Alois HaShachar. He brings down the first part of the Mechilta, and he's mashmid the mehemshech mipnei ma'amruchulu, and he doesn't bring it down. Why did they say, how come only to, why did the Chachamim say Tul Chatzos? If Rashi wanted to bring it down, why didn't Rashi bring it in the first time where we read that you can eat the carbon until Alois HaShachar and say Loma Amru? Why doesn't he want it? And the Rebbe says on the contrary, but there makes more sense to say it because it's an experience the child has by the Seder, which corresponds that we don't eat the Seder after Chatzos. Logically, it's just the other way around. As hot mer or zu bavornen does beim Korban Pesach, there is more room to answer this, to caution us about this by the Korban Pesach, either to tondos rather than doing the Parsha Seinu and our Parsha Betoido, when we're talking about the offering of a thanksgiving to Hashem. Born below Pesach bisman hazeh, because of the night of Pesach also nowadays is mehmedayikinafilachilasafikoyman far chatzos. We are meticulous to eat the afikoyman before midnight. Tzulibuntam vosachilasafikoyman is a zecher zum korban Pesach, because eating the afikoyman is a memory, reminds us of the korban Pesach. Shloi nechalat chatzos, which wasn't eaten till chatzos. That's why we eat afikoyman before chatzos. Ubemela, and therefore in this case hota nortzu zogun. So therefore there is room to say as medarf masbir zayin farun loymed, that you need to explain one who is learning. You're seeing that you see in the pasuk that the korban Pesach is eaten until morning, till dawn, and you know that the Seder he finishes at midnight. Vazoy odian hoge is nit instira mitn posik. So how our conduct is not conflict the posik v'leisosiru memenu ad beker, that you don't leave over till the morning, but you could eat all the way up to the morning, and here we're eating a davke before chatzos, so you have to explain that min ha'toyr it's takya ad beker, but it's only the Chachamim decreed that. And over there, Rashi doesn't say anything. And over here by Korban Toida, we don't have a Toida today. The child doesn't know. Here Rashi tells you, why did the Chachamim say till? We don't even know that the Chachamim said that, and why would Rashi even address that? And that's the issue that the Rebbe is addressing here, and the Rebbe is going to explain. The Rebbe is going to come up that from the Pasuk itself, it's actually evident that we have to, Lashon of the Pasuk, that we have to do it earlier. But Rebbe is going to explain, even though we use the language of Lama Amru Chachamim, it doesn't really mean a gezeid of the Chachamim later on. It means the Chachamim interpreted the verse, but it's actually a mitzvah from the verse, as we'll see as we go on in Ois Gimel. Ois Gimel. Dabirindem. So the Rebbe explains, first of all, the Rebbe is going to say that the fact that you can only eat to chatzos is not a gzeida derabbanon that came many years later, but in pshat, it started, it's from the pasuk. Notwithstanding that Rashi says, Lama amru chachamim, why did the Chachamim say? It is because the Chachamim are learning it from the Pasuk, and it's not explicit in the Pasuk, and it's not the main theme of the Pasuk, as the Rebbe will bring the Raya from the Parshas of B'Shalach. That Inyan Azachilas HaZevach is not at Chatzos. This idea that eating the Zevach is only to Chatzos, Vaismen loit Pirush Rashi. So we know, how do we know this according to Rashi? Nitfun Teiras Kohanim und Mishnah. Not from the Teiras Kohanim and the Mishnah that say that the Chachamim made a Gezeda, nor fun Posig Gufa Ar Posig itself. Lefi Pshut Shel Mikro. When you learn the Posig, we see in this Posig that can only eat till chatzos. Kedel kamon siv dalet hay. As the Rebbe will explain, siv dalet hay. Mashen kein stam agzede derabbanon, as opposed to a ordinary, when the rabbanon make a decree, has no connection to the pasuk. Hot kein shayches nit mit pshute shel mikra. So if this was just a decree of the Rabbanon from Teiras Kohanim or from the Mishnah, that has no connection with the simple meaning of the Pasuk. So Rashi wouldn't say, Lama Amra at Chatzos. What do you know at Chatzos? So the Rabbi says we know it from the Pasuk. How we know from the Pasuk, we'll have to wait from Dalet Hay. The Rabbi will be Medayik, that the Pasuk itself tells us. But first, the Rabbi is going to address, how could we say that the Pasuk itself, that it's not Midrabbanon, when Rashi says, Lama Amru Chachamim? And the Rebbe will explain now why, even though it says Amru Chachamim, doesn't necessitate that this is a new Gzeira Midrabbanon, that it's not Minatoyra. Und das, was Rashi sagt, der Reif, Lama Amru, why did they say? Befreit leut der Girsa, especially according to the version, Lama Amru Chachamim. What did the Chachamim say? Seems like very clearly it was said by the sages. V'tzayin farshtandik, so we can understand this, loit v'mot shanamol mevayr given, according that I already once explained, loshen Rashi in Parshas B'Shalach. Rashi's language in Parshas B'Shalach. B'negeyet zutchum Shabbos, as it relates to the Tchum Shabbos, that on Shabbos one is not allowed to go more than 2,000 amos outside of the city. What does Rashi say? There's a little bit of a strange Loshon Rashi. Rashi says, the Pasuk says, when it was had enough of the gifts that were coming for the Beis HaMikdash, and it says, so the Pasuk says, tells them that Shvu Ish Tachtov, go ahead and each one remain on your place. So Rashi teaches, what does it mean? Mikan Somchu Chachomim, from here, this Pasuk, Shvu Ish Tachtov, the Chachamim leaned what they said, Dalet Ames Liyotze Chutz Litchum. that one who goes outside of the Tchum Shabbos, outside of the 2,000 Amos, he has 4 Amos in which he doesn't have to stay at that one place, which is after the 2,000 Amos that he went, but he has 4 Amos in his area that he can move around. Then the Pasuk further says, after Shvu Yishtachtov, it says Al Yetze. And the Pasuk talks about Al Yetze, not to go out and bring more gifts. But Rashi says further, Elu Alpayim Amo Shel Tchum Shabbos. This is the 2,000 Amos of Tchum Shabbos, which means that we learn from Al Yetze that this is the 2,000 Am of Tchum Shabbos. And the Rashi continues, V'lei b'mefeirish. And this is not explicit. The Torah doesn't say not to walk 2,000 Amos. This is not specifically explicit in the Torah. She'ein tchumim elo medivrei sofrim. Tchumim are from the words of the sofrim. As the Rebbe will learn, we'll see the Rebbe will prove this, medivrei sofrim, meaning the sofrim interpreted it from the pasuk, but it's not in the pasuk clearly. The ikrei shel mikra, also Rashi says, the main part of the pasuk, alik te hamon nemar, is talking about those who, I said about the gifts, I confused that. It's said about the Shvu Yishtachtov, when they're not going to collect by the mon, Moshe Rabbeinu told them not to go out. They should stay in the place and not to go out and collect. Mainly it's written, Alik te hamon nemar. The main of the pasuk is written by those who collecting the mon. So the pasuk really, the main pasuk, I suppose it main. There's a main and there's a secondary. The main pasuk is talking about the people should not go and collect the mon. It's not talking about not to go at Tchum Shabbos. But this Divrei Sofrim, they interpret it to not to go out on 2,000 Amos. The same thing is about the 4 Amos, Chutz L'Tchum, is Somchu Chacham. Let's see what the Rebbe explains this. As Rashi is Medayi B'Lashoni, so Rashi, the Rebbe spoke over there over then, that Rashi is very precise in his language. And he says, Nor ikra shel mikra likta hamon nemar. The main pasuk is talking about those who collect the mon, he said. But late Rashi, ver der inyan al fun alpayim amo shel tchum Shabbos. Rashi says the ikra is talking about, but there is still, it also means that too, because the idea of Alpayim Am Tchum Shabbos are learned from Pasuk. We derive it, we learn it out from the verse. Umbemele is a Sadin Torah. It is a halach of Torah. So Alpayim Amo, the Divrei Sofrim, learned it from the Torah. It's Sadin Torah. Afalpi was as is nit ikrei. It's not the main Pasuk Pshat, but it's still from the Torah. Which means they learn it out because as the Rebbe is going to explain now, had the Torah just meant that they shouldn't go and collect, the Torah would have been in a very clear language. The fact the Torah writes in obscure language, that's from the Torah. The Divrei Sofrim tell us, the Chachamim tell us what to learn from it. Pshutei shel mikra is as machriach. The simple meaning of the pasuk, it forces this out, it dictates, the simple pshat dictates that the Torah also means the Tchum Shabbos. Warum ob the Torah wollt gemeint nor die legt am on, if the Torah would have meant only those who collect the mon, had the loshna posi gedarft sein, the language of the verse should have been Al Yetzu Lilkot B'Yom HaShvi, don't go out to collect on the seventh day for the Monuk Yitzbe. V'Baal Daz Estate B'Loshen Stami, since it says in a language Stam, closed, there's no specific just says, don't go out. Shavu ish tachtov, sit on your place. Al yetze ish memkoyme, don't go out of your place. Is der fun muchach, so from this it's evident, as the Torah will oich meramezayn, the Torah was to also hint, adin klodi, to a general halacha. Nit nor b'shaychet zum loiktamon. That would be a general about Shabbos. Elu alpayim am shel tchum Shabbos, to teach us about the 2,000 am of tchum Shabbos. So here we demonstrate to you from that Rashi that while it is talking about the loikte hamon, that they shouldn't go collect on Shabbos, but because the Torah writes it in a general way, Klos doesn't talk about specific about collecting the mon. We're learning from this a halacha with regards to generally Shabbos. But we have to say that, otherwise the Torah were select that month. But we still can't say that this is the main thrust of the pasuk. Nor hayoyis as the iker v'toichen kloli from the parsha, since the main and the general theme of this parsha is vegan like tahamon, is about those who collect the mon, is that inya fun tchum Shabbos nit ikre shel mikra. So the idea of tchum Shabbos, that's not the main part of the pasuk. And that's why Ikron is not to go out and collect. But Rashi clearly indicates that that is also a Torah obligation of Tchum Shabbos, but which was revealed and learned by the Sofer. Und der Fahr ruft es ra an Rashi, divrei Sofrim, and that's why Rashi refers to it that the words of the scribes. Rashi says in the beginning, Rashi's the pasuk lashon Rashi is v'loy b'mefoyrish she'ein tchumim elo medivrei sofrim. So Rashi says that tchumim are medivrei sofrim. Rashi uses the word the sofrim over here. Rashi mein don nit zogen. Rashi doesn't mean to say that this is a new halacha that was made up by the chachomim, by the sages. The sages came by the time of the second Beis Hamikdash and made, okay, but here we're talking about the mon, by us we're talking about the zevach, but when Rashi is using the words of Divrei Sofrim, he's trying to tell us that it's really from the Torah. It's just that the Sofrim who learned the Torah, who count the Torah and expound the Torah, they learned it from the Torah. Rashi mein don nit zogen. Rashi doesn't mean to say that this is a institution by the rabbis of the sages later on. Nor zayin dikan inyan voshteit nit befeidish imposik. But since this is a matter which is not explicitly in the verse, is nit ikroi shel mikro, it's not the main point of this posik, is a san inyan von divrei sofrim. This is sofrim. Warum was sofrim? Welche seinen medayik in the oisius v'teves. Sofrim is those who are very meticulously looking in as the specific every letter, they count the letters and the words from Sefer HaTorah, and they're safe from this Sefer. They're safe from the counting the words of the Sefer. They have derived this from the precise language of the Mikra. The reason we call them Sofrim over here to tell us that it's not a Darabonan Dikedin. It's Medivrei Sofrim, it's counted from the Torah. Und these Sofrim, and these Sofrim, Zayne Nit Chachomim Misuyomim, they are not defined sages in Atkufa Misuyemes, in a defined period. Vechom gemach di gzeiris derabbanan, who made the rabbinic ordinances, the decrees of the rabbanan. Nor di sofrim shebechol doir vadoir. These are the scribes of every generation. Onayim dik from zman Moshe, or in the time of Moshe. They derived what the halacha is. The divrei sofrim means that in Moshe Rabbeinu's times, the scribes then, they figured from the pasuk al yetsa ish mimikoyma, the inyan of Tchum Shabbos. And so that's the second part. That's about the Tchum Shabbos. What about the Dalet Amos? So the Rebbe says now, Nazoi zoich benegedim loshon Rashi of Shvu Yishtachtuv. Rashi's language on Shvu Yishtachtuv. It says, Mekan somchu chachomim Dalet Amos liyetze chutz litchum. Over here, the chachomim leaned the four ames, that for one who goes outside of the tchum, that he still can walk, even though he can't go any far away, but within four ames he can go. As other din, so Rashi tells us, is nit kein speter dike takona. This is not something that has been instituted later on. Nor es is anders der mit, but it is different. Was wird arois gelernt bei der smach durch den Chachamim. It's different. This is a smach leaned by the Chachamim. From Pasuk Gufa, this is leaned. It's not an added decree by the Chachamim, but this is part of the Pasuk. Umit Chachamim, who does Rashi mean Chachamim? Meint Rashi, the Chachma Yisrael Shabachol Deir. It means the sages of every generation, beginning with Deir Shel Moshe, which means already over then. Basically, the Rebbe is proving from this whole thing over here that even though Rashi uses the word Chachomim, he uses the word Divrei Sofrim, it doesn't necessarily mean, or it doesn't mean later generation. It means the sages that interpret and look into the way the verses are written, and that means that it becomes minat Torah, because the Torah is written in such a way for them to learn it out. That's the pshat over there with regards to the Tchum Shabbos and with regards to the four Ames. And we'll see later on, at the end of the Sikha, the Rebbe is going to also explain why it changes from Chachomim to Sofrim. But for our purposes right now, it's suffice to say that this is not a new institution by the Chachomim, but this is already learned out from the Pasuk. This is what the Pasuk means. It was revealed to us by the Chachomim that there is more than just what meets the eye in the simple storyline or the talking about the Likud Amon, but it has more to it, but it's connected and a smach from the pasuk itself. And now the Rebbe is going to go and noise down to explain how in our pasuk there's a very clear indication that the eating of the zevach, the toida, the meat of the toida, has to be finished by Chatzos, or at least a lot earlier, from the language of the Pasuk. The Pasuk seems to say, don't leave over till the morning. It almost says that the eating has to stop before. The Pasuk says that you eat it in that day. Should have said that boiker, and then say lo yaniach. Why does it say, eat that day, and don't leave over, which means that goes after eating. When is that shear? That's an earlier shear. Let's look inside. Dalit. Valderech zeh is der biur. Similar is the explanation by Pirush Rashi Didan in the our Rashi in our Rashi. Lernedik dam posik b'yem karbonu yochel yochel leyaniach mimenu ad beker. When we read this posik, eat it on the day and don't leave over till the morning. Shtelzich the shaila. The question arises. V'bal di teira kum do bashtimen. Dem zman achilas hakorban. Since the Torah is coming to define the time that you eat the korban, had gidav shtein klorig, should have said b'yom korban yachel ad beker, until the morning. We talk about the eating. Azman achila is ad beker, time to eat is till the morning. Favos is the posik mafsik mitalander inyan. Then the posik says, interrupts and talks about lo yaniach memenu, not to leave over, to talk about what the eating. How long can you eat it for? He says, eat it for the day, up till the morning. Not say eat it till the day. Don't leave over till the morning. Now, if the Torah is trying to make another prohibition over here, you have to eat it, but there's a prohibition, but the prohibition belongs, the Torah should say you should eat it till then, and then say when the prohibition starts. Un'ayb der posik is oisen. Tzumazir zayn dem lafun lo yanich memenu. If the verse is intending to warn us about the prohibition not to leave over from it, nochzman ha'achila, after the time of eating, so there's a separate prohibition here. Hotez der posik idarv zogun lebesoiv, the posik should have said it at the end. Nochum siyim funinyan harishon, after completing the first subject. B'yoyim korban ne'yeochel, should eat it on the day ad b'iker, tell you when you're eating it till. Then it says, lo yaniach menu, and then don't leave from it. Is there fun moving l'chayda? So from this, it seems, as there is manu achila tzitzich take nit ad b'iker, that the take, the time of eating does not go till the morning. Und der far steht nit yoichal ad b'iker, but doesn't say eat till the morning, nor lo yaniach menu ad b'iker. The eating needs to be done first. Don't leave over till the morning. While there's man fun yoichal endigt sich nit ad b'iker, because you can't take eat, the time of eating does not finish till b'iker. It doesn't say eat it because you can't eat it, nor atzeit frier, that has to end sometime before by chatzos. That's what we're going to say the time before. Und die Hagbole ad Beiker, and when the Torah says Beiker, is nor benegei yenich memenu. That's only as leaving over. You have to finish eating by midnight, and lo yaniach, and after midnight, don't leave over until the morning. Yaniach meg euch sein später after chatzos, Memegis halten bei sich euch noch chatzos, you will not hold on to it till after chatzos. Und in dem sagt on Teure, and over there the Teure says, lo yaniach memenu ad b'iker, that the leaving over cannot be till morning. By morning you have to get rid of it, but not to finish eating. As der yaniach memenu tornit zayin, leaving it is not allowed to be ad b'iker, till the morning, till dawn. By dawn you're not allowed to leave it over. Ubemele darf ben endikon dem yoichal. So therefore, you can't leave it done. So the eating needs to be finished bizman hamaruch ben aveda, in a time which is distant from aveda. That is ad chatzos, till midnight. Kidei der yaniach mimenu, in order that what you leave from it is only tanaitzi and ad b'iker, should not come into the morning. You have to finish eating by midnight, so that you don't leave over until the morning. That's the way one would learn the pshat, because it doesn't say eat till midnight, till you finish eating before, and you don't leave over from what you ate until the morning. But then the question comes on the other hand. Oib de teure meint zu asur und achila, euch in der Zeit von koidum ha-boiker. If the Torah really means to prohibit eating before the morning, like we're just saying now, lo yaniach, not to eat there. Let's say because of an aveda to make sure, largot man aveda to make sure that you're not going to come, but still you're saying the Torah says you're not allowed to eat after chatzos. So if the Torah means to prohibit the eating, also in the time from before koidum ha-boiker, so why did the Torah not tell us what the time is? So the Torah gedarf kveya zayim dem zman, bizvanem emegias dem bosar hazavach. The Torah should have set the time up till when you can eat the meat of the zevach. Pavozok des posik stam b'yem korbon yochel, just says eat it on that day. It doesn't tell you when to stop. We know that it doesn't go to Baker because the Torah doesn't say Adda Baker. It only says Lo Yaniach Adda Baker. We know we have to finish beforehand because to make sure that you don't leave over to the Baker. But when is the time? Was made the Pashtism Gansen Yemes last week? Simply it would mean all night till Alois HaShachar. B'yom Korbon Yochel on the day. No, maybe even till Netzach Hamah. We have two Bakers by the Korban Pesach over here, but over here this is just by one Yankov. It means all day, the entire time, till the next morning. But for them is moving. So then it's understood as men may guess not Baker, that you can eat till the Baker. So which one is it? If the Torah only wants you to eat till Chatzos, so the Torah should give you that time. If the Torah only wants you to chatzos, as it's mashma from the words lo yaniach, that you can't leave it till boiker, but eating you have to stop earlier, so why didn't the Torah give you the time? So it technically means that you could eat. So what's going on here? So Rashi, therefore, is finding the middle ground. Rashi says, mainly, you can taki eat it till the morning. But the Torah itself says that you have to finish it by chatzos. Because that's the way the Chachamim interpreted the Pasuk in order, when the Pasuk is not clear, to put that time in here. Hey, Avdem Zok Rashi as Enochanav. That is true. Lo Yaniach Mimenu Ad Baker. Can't leave it till the Baker. Avol Oichel Hu Kol Halaylo. You can taka eat it all night. Im Kein Loma Omru Ad Chatzos. So why did they say, and why does the Pasuk leave it blank so that it's still Chatzos? And the Chachamim learned out it's still Chatzos. Is Kidei Laharchik Odom and Haveda. So what does it mean? It explains. Does was Teire Zogt Lo Yaniach Mimenu Ad Beker Nit Yoichal Ad Beker. The fact that Teire says don't leave over to the morning and doesn't say eat to the morning. Von dem, von welchen sie es Mashmas der Yoichal is nit ad baker, from which matter it's not to the baker because Torah doesn't give the time. Uliidoch is the Torah nit magbil kein's man for achilas hazevach, and it doesn't give you a time. So on one hand, it seems it's not baker; it's only lo yaniach ad baker, but eating you have to stop earlier. And on the other hand, the Torah doesn't tell you when you have to finish eating the zavach of the Torah. Ubemeila as lo yaniach menat baker, then it means lo yaniach baker. Meant as kenes has not baker that you could eat it till the morning, because there's no other time that the Torah gave you. So Rashi explained this while the Torah zogt zwei zachen. The Torah is telling us two things over here. Aleph that ikir hamikuvan, the main intent is lo yaniach menat baker. That's ikir shel mikra, like we say before, is not to leave it till the morning. Was kumt lernen, comes to teach us. Aval oichel hu kol halayla, you can eat all night because there is no other limitations beferish in the pasuk. So go ahead and eat it all night. Vameikir hamikra vahadin, because the way the pasuk by itself and the halacha is nito kein isur to essen kol halayla. There is no prohibition to eat all night. That's the main pasuk. Kol zman es is lifnei ha-boker, as long as it's before the morning. Second part, in Kain, Beis, lom omru ad chatzos, kedei laharchik odom en haveda. What means like this, in dem diuk loshen ha-mikra, when the specific language of the mikra says, lo yaniach mimenu ad boker, instead of saying that you should eat until the Baker, is the Torah Meramis, the Torah hints to us as is Darv Zayna Hefsik. There needs to be an interruption, Arichuk Bizman, there needs to be some space in between, a distance in time, Zwischen Yaniach Mimenu und dem Zman von Essen, between the time that leaving it without burning it, and the time of eating. Eating has to stop beforehand. Kedei laharchik odom min aveda, to distance a person from aveda. The Torah itself says lo yaniach mimenu, but the eating has to stop beforehand. Mainly, yes, you can eat, but the Torah is implying here, Umahai time is Omru Chachom at Chatzois. And for that reason, the Chachom said, when is that time, Chatzois? The Baal Torah Zokt, as Darb Zainar Chokazman, Fun Yaniach Mimenu, since the Torah tells us that it needs to be a distance of time from the time that you can't let it alone and you have to stop eating it. Before, Hom de Chachme Yisrael, the sages of the Yidden, Durch, Obshatzen Bechachmosom Teva Bnei Odom, because they had to estimate, the Torah didn't give us any, the Torah left it to the Chachomim to estimate the nature of people, Meshair Given, they estimated that Mizder HaRchoka meant the Torah at Chatzois, the Torah means till Chatzois, the Chachomim are giving the Shir, but they are giving us the Shir of the Torah. So why is it saying Omru Chachamim? But then it comes out it's not from the Torah. No, it is from the Torah. V'bald ober ados is nit an isur me iker hadin nor blois l'shem archoka. Since it's not an isur like this is the actual time of prohibition is chatzos, nor the Torah wants us just to distance ourselves. Zoktas the Torah need befedish. That's what the Torah does not say this clearly. Nor durcharemes in diu kaloshen. The Torah said this a hint in the specific language lo yaniach, but you have to stop eating earlier. Velchavert mefurish from the chachamim. That's interpreted explicitly by the chachamim, but it's a Torah din which the chachamim explain. Apizayis, move on. So now we understand. Favos Rashi brengt ni deminyan frier. How come Rashi doesn't bring this down before in Parshas Boy? Because Rashi doesn't bring down the name of the Chachomim. Val dort nis nitoke remes bipshute shel mikro evdem chiyuv l'archokas achivla. Over there, in the Pasuk, there is no hint in the Pasuk about the obligation to finish eating before the obligation of when you can't leave it over. Because in the Pasuk, l'sisiru menat boiker over there by the Korban Pesach, when it says, don't leave over to the morning, it doesn't talk about eating of the Pesach. It doesn't talk about when you eat the Pesach. It just says about what happens with the Pesach after you're done eating. It says in the previous Pesach. But here, it says you eat it and then it just says lo yaniach. So we know that this starts further. And the Rebbe is now going to give us another specific language, how we see how Rashi is very precise in his language. With regards in our Pasuk, and in the Pasuk, over there, Betchum Shabbos, Rashi uses the word Sofrim. Sofrim is when we do something of estimation that we learn from the Pasuk, but we have to estimate, like here we're saying it's Chatzos, because that's the Shir. We learn from the Pasuk, but it requires estimation. How much? Rashi used the word Sofrim. Same thing is by the Tchum Shabbos, to estimate what is the Al Yetzi Ishma Mekoyme, use Sofrim. But when we learn out Shvuish Tachtov, over there Rashi uses Loshon Chachomim, because over there it's not about estimation, it's just the Chachomim. But it's all learned from the Torah, Vav, it's all based on the Torah. That's the Rebbe. It's a phenomenal Chiddush over here, that the Omru Chachomim over here also, that this is something in Pshutu Shel Mikra, that the Pasuk itself says that we have this harchoka of stopping to eat at Chatzos, which comes through the estimation of the Chachomim. Well, the minyan hanal, the above subject, zetman, oichdam diuk haloshim betachlis in Pirush Rashi ala Teira, we see the exact language, total exact, in Rashi's commentary on the Teira. Beparshas b'shalach b'am isur tuchumim, in the portion of b'shalach, when it talks about the isur tuchumim, zokt Rashi, she'ein tuchumim elo medivrei sofrim, uses the word divrei sofrim, the words of the scribes. Aber b'am inyan fun dalad amas liyitzu chutz luchum, beforehand, when Rashi talks about the four amas for one who goes outside of the tuchum, he still has four amas to walk in, is loshon Rashi mekan somchu chachomim. The Rebbe learned before, somchu also means that somchu that's learned out from the pasuk, but Rashi uses the word chachomim, not sofrim. Val derech zeh, b'parshoseinu, zokt Rashi, I made a mistake, I said by Osidar, zokt Rashi, leider girse bekamek siviyat kenal, amru chachomim. So when it comes actually to something that required hasha'ore, I said it's sofra, I just switched it around, but it's both chachomim. Chachomim, as we'll see, the Rebbe will explain. B'yashlemer habir in them. Say the explanation. Der chilik zwischen sofrim und chachomim. What's the difference when we say sofrim or we say chachomim? Is the toyar sofrim is be'iker madgish, the idea in Sefer HaToyra Zeh. Sofrim is mainly emphasizes the knowledge in this Sefer. In this Sefer HaTorah, within the book, within the Torah, limud v'diyuk b'mikro v'chulu, learning and being deriving from the specific languages in the pasuk. But the Torah chachomim troktim zech pshutik mashmoy. But chachomim means a wiseness. Them inyan achokma v'chlal. It talks about wisdom in general. Or menid ledan in our case. Those matters that are as a fence for the Torah, to keep a person away from Aveda, that has a connection to the character of to know what to stay away from. They estimate with their wisdom nature of people how much a person has to stop in order not to come to violate the leaving over of the carbon, the eating. Takes a chochem for that. And based on the wisdom and the nature, knowing they set up the boundaries and the fences as the distance from the Aveda. Aber de halachas in yonim was meleren top from di chloshen akosu b'sefer ha-kiyotzboi. But those laws and those matters that we learn from the precise language or from deriving from the specific language that is written in the sefer, sefer ha-kiyotzboi, v'chazayne nitkin inyan fun siyog, they're not a fence, l'toyra. Seizayne ha-shayich zu sefrim, they belong to sefrim v'chazayne Medayik in Limud Sefer HaTorah Zeh, who are very precise in the study of Sefer HaTorah Zeh. And therefore, on the far, by Isur Tuchumim Alpaim Amoshel Tuchum Shabbos, when you come to the 2000 Amos of Tuchum Shabbos, Zoktrashi Adosis Medivrei Sofrim. Because that's not a siyog, it's not an estimation, it's not a chokhmah, it's from the sofrim. Medivrei sofrim, that isul is the das Rashi nitz b'tzad an inyan fun siyog together. According to Rashi's view, it's not a fence, it's not a gedder. It's not something trying to prevent from something else with no estimation over here. In Rashi, this is not part, that's not a chokhmah of there, it's just a sofrim. Even if you're going to walk a very far walk on Shabbos, is there is over here, according to Pshat, a clear prohibition of the Torah. Thus is not a halacha neisefes, but this becomes an added halacha was meladen top from din loshna ksuvim, that we learn from the language of the psukim, since the Torah doesn't say al yetzim koimelilkoit, it just says bistam. So we learn out that there's an isur of tuchumim b'shabbos, but it's nothing. We're not estimating and we're not evaluating anything. It's strictly to learn how to learn from the pasuk. That's by tuchum shabbos. Mashenki b'aminim from the al amos liyetzu chutz l'tuchum. But to go out the four amos where somebody goes outside of the chum, zokt Rashi mikan somchu chachomim. Also, vadir has to do with chokhmah. While the heter from dalad amos liyetzu chutz l'tuchum, because this allowance of going four amos when you go outside of the tchum is totally in hashoras teva odom. That's the chachamim made it. That's estimating the nature of people. As a mensch ken sich nicht mit samtzim sein. A person cannot restrict himself, confine himself, and bleib man al omde mamish to remain where he's standing, actually. Und der Ribber hat man ihm gegeben, dalad amos, that's why he was given four amos, gimel legufoi, three for his body, vechad lepishu d'daim v'raglaim, and one to stretch his hands and feet. So that's more like a chacham to understand. So again, they're all Torah dike, we'll learn it out from the Torah. But the question is, it is just a diuk, or it also requires, if it's just a diuk, so then it's suffering, then medayik. But if it requires additional chokhmah general, which is by the dalad amos, because that's we give you, because that has to do with the estimation. And the same thing is true by laharchik adam in aveda. Al derech zeh b'parsha seinu. Similar in our parsha, v'esretzich v'egna geder v'syog. We're talking about a fence and a protection, laharchik adam in aveda, to this, the person of aveda, was fodert an opshatz from teva b'nei adam. That requires an estimation of the nature of people, kenal sivhei. So, Rashi, l'kama kisri yad, and Rashi says, omru chachomim. The chachomim said. So the bottom line is, the Rebbe is mechadish, that omru chachomim means a Torah command, because the Torah would not, Rashi would not tell us something what the chachomim were mesakin later on. And the Rebbe learns that the chachomim means that they learned out or they brought on the harchoka from the Torah. And since it explains the pasuk itself, that's why it's important to the Ben Chamish. This is Mesichas Shabbos Parshas Tzav, Tovshin, Dalet Mem.